fragile calm takes hold in Hodeidah, and the U.S. gets its first woman-majority legislature. This is TRT World's Daily News Brief for Wednesday, December 19. A UN-brokered ceasefire that went into effect on Tuesday in the Yemeni port city of Hodeidah appears to be holding. Sporadic clashes broke out late on the first day of the truce, but an uneasy calm was then observed early Wednesday. Iran-linked Houthis hold Hodeidah, which is a key aid lifeline. Yemen's war pits the Houthis against a Saudi-led coalition that backs the ousted government. The Pentagon says the U.S. State Department has approved a possible $3.5 billion sale of Patriot air and missile defense systems to Turkey. The Patriot approval comes after Turkey signed a contract with Russia to buy its S-400 air defense system. Installation of the S-400 system in Turkey is expected to begin in October next year. Madagascar heads to the polls today to vote in a runoff presidential election that pits two former heads of states against each other. André Rajoelina was president from 2009 to 2014. He ousted the man he is facing today, Marc Ravalomanana, in a coup. Ravalomanana had been president since 2002. The political rivals say they will honor today's results, which could be good news for the impoverished Indian Ocean island state. Facebook has removed over 400 more pages, 17 groups, and 135 accounts from a social media network it says were linked to the Myanmar military. Last year, a military crackdown in Myanmar's Rakhine state pushed more than 700,000 Rohingya Muslims into neighboring Bangladesh. Facebook has been accused of not doing enough to protect the persecuted minority from online attacks and hate speech. And finally, Nevada has become the first state in the U.S. where women hold most seats in the legislature. Men hold most seats in the Nevada Senate, but women are now the majority in the lower house, and combined they hold 51% of seats in both houses. And that's your daily news brief from TRT World. For more, head to trtworld.com.